Welcome to the Apple for Hits podcast. Hi there. Thank you for listening to this podcast. My name is Thomas Domville. I also go by the name of Anonymous. In this podcast, I like to review an app called Disney Plus. What is Disney Plus? Disney Plus is an app that allows you to stream many variety of shows, movies, documentaries, and things like that that are provided by Disney and all their subsidiary that they own, which is Fox, which is National Geographic, Pixar, Lucasfilms, Marvel Films, and many, 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 many more. As you can hear to yourself, if you are any of those big fans of those that I've mentioned, you will love Disney Plus. Now, Disney Plus is a paid subscription. You have to pay a nominal fee each month to be able to access these contents. The availability and the pricing will vary on the countries that you are from. I thought I'd do a review and kind of just show you what Disney Plus looks like so that way you can hear for yourself and get a basic idea how to access different contents within the Disney Plus. It's a very straightforward app, easy to use, and provides tons of different contents for you to pick from. All right, so the first thing we're going to do, we're going to go to the Disney Plus app.
Disney Plus. Double tap to open.
And I'm going to do one finger double tap on this.
Disney Plus.
Now, the first thing you're going to see here
adjustable.
Is that we have a variety of tabs along the bottom. So I'm going to start with the bottom left.
Selected. Home.
Which you have your home. Home is where you're going to see a lot of different categories and places to go to. That can be very long and cumbersome. You will spend a lot of time in there if you want to. Otherwise, the next one here to the right of the home.
Search.
Is the search tab. Search tab I find to be the easiest place to find all the contents I want to directly and quickly. And to the right of this.
Offline downloads.
Is a place where you put all your offload downloads. Yes, each content that you have on the Disney Plus, you can download for offline listening or watching at your convenience. And then to the right of this.
More options. Access watch list, settings, and change profiles.
That is at the bottom right-hand corner. That is the last tab. We are now into the home area, so I'm going to go towards the top here.
Disney Plus, heading.
This is the area that you are dropped into every time you open Disney Plus app up. As you go to the right.
Cast not connected state button.
This is the cast button. If you have a device like a Google Cast or whatever, you want to cast it to a device on your TV, this is where you do that cast if you want to do that. Now, it will be available within the movie itself if you like to play something or show you want to cast it. But that is up there. I want to show you that.
Adjustable. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
Now, this area is the adjustable. This is kind of like the features area. I don't really go into this section, but if you want to go see what the features are, you can start swiping up and down to see the different shows or movies that they're having as a feature. Now, go to the right here.
Disney.
Now, this is an actual button. There are five categories here in terms of buttons. It doesn't say buttons, but if you want to see specifically Disney contents or films and stuff like that, you double tap that. Now, if I go to the right,
Pixar.
We have Pixar, which is same thing. Double tap to see Pixar related contents.
Marvel.
Marvel.
Star Wars.
Star Wars. And then the last one.
National Geographic.
It's a National Geographic. So those areas that you're interested in, you can just double tap that and it'll open up. But I'm going to go ahead and show you the rest of the screen. If you go to the right one more time.
Originals. Heading.
Now we get into the categories. So if you want to see all the originals, this is where you will find the original films and contents that you can only find on Disney Plus. And once you find the category you like, you just go to the right.
Adjustable. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
And as I mentioned, you just swipe up and down to see the particular original. Now, what I like to do is I have my rotor set to headings. Headings will make this page a lot easier to go through instead of swipe, 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 because you're going to have a lot of different categories. So I'm going to show you the various categories that is available on this home screen so you can get an idea.
Recommended for you. Heading. Hit movies. Heading. Trending. Heading. Out of the vault. Heading. Inspired by true stories. Heading. Ultra HD and HDR. Heading. Disney Channel favorites, heading. Musicals, heading. Throwbacks, heading. Beasts and Monsters, heading. Nostalgic movies, heading.
So you get an idea of what these categories are for. So obviously you want some older movies, so we'll go here. I'll swipe to the right.
Adjustable. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
I'm going to swipe up now. I'm going to swipe down.
Tron. The Parent Trap, 1960. The Rocketeer. Bed Knobs and Broomsticks. Swiss Family Robinson, 1960. Swiss Family Robinson, 1960. Adjustable. Mary Poppins.
So as you can hear there, there are a variety of movies here for you to watch. So if you like to watch, let's see here. Let's go back down.
Swiss Family Robinson, 1960.
So here's an oldie but a goodie. So if you want to see this particular show, so you just do a one-finger double tap.
Swiss Family Robinson, 1960. Image.
All right, so it brings up the next page. And what it does, it has a picture of the movie itself. So this is the Swiss Family Robinson. And if I go to the right, you'll see various contents such as...
Play button.
The play button.
Add the current title to your watch list button.
Yep. So if you want to watch this on a watch list, so if you want to make a big list of all the things you would like to watch first, you can go ahead and double tap that. And I will show you how to get your watch list a little bit further down the podcast.
Download the current title button.
This is the download button. As I was stating before, if you are going on a trip that you don't have access to a Wi-Fi, or you don't want to stream this over your cell data and you want to preserve it, such as a railway or subway or airplane or car ride, you can just double tap this and it will download that content for you to watch when you are ready to watch the content.
Rated G. 1960, 2 hours 6 minutes, survival, family, action adventure.
Pretty self-explanatory there.
HD bullet 5.1.
All right, so it tells me it's in high def, so it has stereo, so 5:1, that's nice.
A shipwrecked family uses ingenuity to survive on a deserted island. See details for advisory.
It gives me the description or the summary of the film itself. Now watch this, if I go to the right.
Selected, suggested, button.
There's three tabs here. They're suggested, which will show you movies that are similar to this that you might be interested. You just swipe to the right and you get to the list of all the suggested movies. Or if you swipe to the right here,
extras button,
you get to the extra tab. And if you go to the right,
details button,
you have details. So let's go ahead and do details and then I'll come back to the extra.
Selected details.
This gives you a little bit more details about the movie itself. So if I swipe to the right.
Swiss Family Robinson, 1960. This spectacular screen version of the literary classic is full of breathtaking salt sea scenery, hundreds of exotic animals and treacherous pirates. The heroic tale chronicles the courageous exploits of the Robinson family after they are shipwrecked on a deserted island. Using teamwork and ingenuity, they skillfully overcome the obstacles of nature and transform their new home into a civilized community. But the ultimate challenge comes when a band of cutthroat pirates threatens to destroy the Robinson's makeshift paradise. This program is presented as originally created. It may contain outdated cultural depictions.
All right, so we got the description of the movie in a much bigger detail. So if that interests you, we can go back and go to play. Otherwise, what I'm going to do here, I'm going to go back to the extra tab button.
Extras button.
Double tap that.
Selected extras.
Now let's see what we got in the extra area here.
Details button. Swiss Family Robinson clip.
They have a trailer or a clip of this. And sometimes, if you are within the newer movies, they may have a short take or a documentary or whatever. So these are extra clips or extra features that you can find based on this title of content that you're looking at. Well, we're pretty much ready to go to the play. So let's go back to the play button here.
Play button.
Once you find the play button, we're going to double tap and initiate this particular movie. Now, I will show you there is a little... It's not really a bug, but it's something that they need to work on to make things easier for us. And I will show you what I'm talking about. So when I do a one-finger double tap to start that, obviously with our typical gestures, a two-finger double tap will pause and resume the film that you're watching. So let's do that.
Landscape. Charge port to the right.
Okay. Now towards the middle. I did a two-finger double tap. Now, in the middle of the screen, that is where you have your video playback. If you are familiar with the video playbacks, you will find this a lot in Netflix, Hulu, and other streaming apps. Even if you're watching other things, you do a one-finger double tap, and this will bring up the media controls along with the area that you will need to set for audio description. You'll have to turn that option on. And the nice thing is that once I set it, is set for all the time. So you only have to do this once, and then AD is always on if it's available. Now, remember that, if it's available. So not all contents in the Disney Plus is going to have audio description. There are a lot that are, but not everything. So it's kind of a hit and miss, but most of the newer stuff definitely have AD. Even this older stuff like this does have AD, which is kind of cool. Now, back to what I was talking about. When I do a one-finger double tap, this is for everybody. This is not just for voiceover. It would be nice if Disney would give us more time to explore this. And what I mean by this, by sighted or low vision, you are going to double tap this. It's going to bring up the media control, and you are only given a couple seconds to move around. No kidding. We may have to do this a couple times to show this to you. So now, I'm going to do one finger double tap, and you'll be on the back button. And go to the right.
Back button. Back button. Cast to an AirPlay. Audio and subtitle. Cast to a Chromecast device.
Those are the areas that you can find. If you want to cast, you set the subtitle. That's the area that we want to go to audio description. Now, towards past that is your media controls. You'll have your fast forward, play, rewind, and time elapsed, and how much time is left. You have to do that pretty darn quick, and hopefully this will be rectified by the time you get to this podcast. It is kind of something they need to definitely work on. So let's try that again.
Minus zero, fast forward, play, rewind.
And then you heard the three controls there. We have the rewind, play, and fast forward. Now let's go to the audio describe section, which is where you turn this on. So let's go to the audio settings.
Rewind, cast to audio and subtitles menu, button.
Double tap that.
Close and active, button. Possibly
close. So we have the close button. Now we go to the right here.
Audio, subtitles.
Okay.
Selected, English, button.
That is set to English, so we definitely want to double tap that and make sure that is set to English.
English AD button.
There's the English AD. That means English audio description. So you have to double tap this item.
Selected English AD button.
And now we have tapped that. Now if I go to the right.
Espanol, Latin America button.
So if you want this in Spanish, we can go to this.
Selected off button.
Or you can turn it off. Now, that is the option for this particular title. Now, the newer the movie, the more options you're going to have. There are going to be a lot more language to pick from and things like that. So that is something to think about, because not every content is going to have all the language spoken in your native tongue at this moment. Now, I am going to assume as more country comes out, the more countries it will provide in terms of what language you would like to hear it under.
English SDH button.
And there's English SDH.
Espanol, Latin America, button.
Mm-hmm. And also with Spanish.
Francais, Canada, SDH, button.
Now here's French.
Francais, France, button. Italiano, button.
Italian.
Netherlands, button.
And that is it. So, I have selected English AD. So now we have audio description on. And like I said before, you do not have to touch that again. That's a nice part. So I'm going to go back out to the back here.
Close and active button, possibly close.
There's the close. Double tap on that. And now we're back up to the film. Do a two-finger double tap to resume.
On a stormy night, a ship drifts in rough seas. The broken foremast angles over the port side, and the remnants of a tattered topsail whips in the wind. A title appears, Swiss Family Robinson.
So you get an idea how the audio and the movie sounds to you. So let's get out of here. We'll have to do a one-finger double tap and go to the back button.
Back button.
Double tap.
Portrait.
Now we're back out to the Swiss Family Robinson page. I'm going to go to the top right-hand corner.
Back button.
Hit.
Icon.
And I'm going to go to the bottom where we can find that search tab. That's the second part I want to show you.
Selected. Home. Search.
And double tap.
Selected. Search.
Now, this is the area that I highly recommend for everybody to use, because the first page, which is the home. Now, there are some quirks within the home tab itself, which I wanted to let you know at this time of recording. Now, obviously, hopefully Disney will will send out some bugs fixes that will allow us to help you. It is a hit and miss, so as I swipe up and down, sometimes what you double tap isn't the title that you want. You'll have to go back out and try it again. So it's kind of a hit and miss in that area for now. That's more of a bug than a accessibility issues. So I want to let you know that is there. Now, the search is definitely where you want to be and make your life a much happier and easier without all the frustration trying to get to the right film or content that you want to get. So we're in the search here. I'm going to go to the top here.
Search by title, character, or genre. Search field.
So obviously you can do a search if you are interested in that. If you don't want to do that, go to the right here. Let's check this out.
Explore. Heading.
You can do an explore, which I really like because it breaks it down exactly what I like.
Originals. Button.
So as before, we had the original on the home screen. Well, you can actually just double tap and it'll open this whole thing up as a list instead of just having to tick up and down. So this is much easier to use. So I'm just going to kind of let VoiceOver speak all the different options that you have in the search page.
Movies, button. Series, button. Disney through the decades, button. Disney Channel original movies, button. Star Wars The Skywalker Saga, button. Princesses, button. Spider-Man, button. Disney miniature, button. Mickey and Friends, button. National Geographic Exploring Our World, button. Darth Vader, button. Disney Channel, button. The Muppets, button.
So you can get an idea that these are all here. So I'll show you an example of what I mean. When I double tap on the Muppets,
select back, button.
And then when I go to the right here, now we have a list.
Cast not connected state, button. On the Muppets screen, heading. Movies and series, heading. The Muppets. Muppets Most Wanted. The Muppet Christmas Carol. Muppet Treasure Island. Muppet Babies. The Great Muppet Caper. The Muppet Movie. The Muppet Series. Muppet Moments. Shorts.
So you get a basic idea of all the things you can find. There are hundreds and hundreds of contents for you to browse through and figure out what you want to watch. It is a lot of fun, easy, and it's very accessible from what I've seen. Now, before we head out of here, I want to go back out of here. I want to show you something.
Back button. Icon now. Selected. The Muppets button.
And I'm going to the bottom right-hand corner.
More options. Access watch list, settings, and change profiles.
Let's double tap that.
Selected. More options. Access watch list, settings, and change profiles.
Now let's go to the top here.
Adjustable. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
That we're going
to
look at this.
Edit profiles button.
This is where you can edit your profile. So if you have a family of folks, you can edit the profile. So the adjustable ticker that we were just at before this, those are the different profiles that are available in your family. So there's five of us in my family sharing this account. So you can go to a particular profile. Each person's profile contains what they've seen, what they've watched. That way the suggestions can be arrive and derive for you and what you like to watch. So that helps quite a bit.
Watch list.
Here's the watch list. If you have added movies or contents, TV shows, or whatever have not, to your watch list, this is where you come and look at your watch list. So you can say, I've seen this one, play it, and then you can just tick it off. That way, there's kind of a wish list of all the films you want to see, and you can just kind of mark off the ones you've seen.
Settings.
Here's the settings I was telling you about. This is where you will be able to find, as I mentioned before, if you want to be able to watch this over cell or not, you have to turn that off. And if you want to be able to download it by Wi-Fi only and things like that, there isn't a whole lot in there for you to see.
Account.
Account information.
Legal. Help.
The help, that's the one I was telling you about. If you'd like to reach out to Disney, if you have any feedback, suggestions, or ideas, double tap there, and that will take you to a page where you have access to a link to where you can email them and call them by phone if you wish.
Logout.
Logout. Obviously, that's pretty simplified.
Version 1.1.5.17381.
And that is the version I have Disney Plus. All right, so well, that's pretty much the review of Disney Plus. The whole idea here was just to give you an idea of what it looks like. You are given a 7 days free trial, so if you'd like to try this for 7 days, you can watch and join for free. I will tell you the originals only come out once a week, so they were pretty smart. Like Netflix would dump out a whole season at once, so you could be able to watch it all at once. Disney doesn't allow you to do that, and you're going to see a lot more people start to do this. So they only release a new show every week. So like The Mandalorian, which is a new Star Wars show, you can only watch one episode this week. And once, I believe it's every Friday at the time of this podcast, they're releasing new shows for that series, so you will be able to see show number 2, number 3 every Friday. So just keep an eye on that. The monthly payment is nominal. Like I said, check for availability in your country and pricing. And I hope this answers all the questions that you may want or to know about what Disney Plus is about, what it sounds like, and how easy it is to access. Of course, you know I'm a huge Disney fan. This is going to be on my phone for a long time. There are so many movies and contents in here. I'm going to be busy for a long, long time. So I'm going to be one happy mouse. All right. Well, my name is Thomas Donville. I also go by the name Anonymous. Until next time. Bye-bye.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple This. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple This website at www.applethis.com, where you can also contact the Apple This team.